Let me go ahead and start off with a prayer. Father God, right now, I pray that every eye be open, every ear be open, every heart be open as they receive this word, Lord God. Let them see what they need to see. Let them hear what they need to hear, Lord God. Let them open up and let them have a perspective that they need to see, Lord God. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. What I'm going to teach, you may be seated. What I'm going to teach today, I really, really need y'all to focus and pay attention on. Apostle, for the past couple of weeks, have been teaching some very strong stuff, very apostolic and strong stuff. And I want to make sure that when we're listening to Apostle and what he says, because sometimes when we hear, it's apostolic. And sometimes the things that we hear, it goes over. And I want to make sure that when we are listening to Apostle, we take everything that we can from what he says. And it's not, let's consider my message an appetizer to the main entree that Apostle is gonna give you, okay? It's a setup, a spiritual tune-up to what you need to be at, where you need to be at mentally, spiritually, to receive what Apostle has to give to you. We're gonna have to switch from a natural perspective to a supernatural perspective. That's what Apostle's been trying to get us to go towards, a supernatural perspective on life. And of course, we take what Apostle has to say, and we take what Apostle has to say, and we're for it. We're going for it, right? And we're going 100% for it. But then we tend to miss it at some points, and don't even know it. I remember a book me and Deidre read before we got married, and it said in the book to not let Satan use the little foxes to disrupt your marriage. What he means by that is don't let the little things, little arguments, because the little arguments can grow into big arguments and make it. This is not my message, I promise you. The little army can turn into big arguments and sometimes disrupt that marriage. So that's one, like even with, I talked to Deidre about it today, and she said that's one thing that we both actually really took out that book, is not to let the little foxes come into our marriage and ruin our marriage. And I've come to a conclusion with what the Lord has told me today, that not only do I have to let the little foxes not ruin my marriage, but also ruin my life. We let little things come in, and we don't even know it. We don't even know it. That little things come in, and I'm jumping way ahead of myself. But little things come in and mess with our lives. And Satan uses these things to do these three things. You know, in John 10:10, it says, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He comes to do these three things. He comes to steal your time, kill your purpose, and destroy your blessings. So this is why what I'm about to teach, I'm not even at my message yet, what I'm about to teach right now is going to, like I said, the apostle wants us to have that supernatural perspective on life. But right now, it seems like some of us have a blurry perspective, not full 100% 2020. What I want to do right now is get us in that 2020 to make sure that we see fully what God has in store for us through what apostles are teaching. If you go to Matthew 16, what I'm teaching on today is taking the limits off your supernatural perspective. Now, when it comes to supernatural perspective, there's only one great example that we can use other than apostle. One other great example that we can use, and that is Jesus. He's always had a supernatural perspective. So, of course, I'm going to use him as an example right now. What I'm going to focus on is if you go to verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesar Philip, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am, the Son of Man am?" And he said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." I'm going to get to the rest of that in a little bit, but I want to focus on those two questions that Jesus asked. I asked the first question. I'm looking at the first question first. He said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He asked these two questions completely different. If you got to look at the words, because he said them, he asked them differently. He asked, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" In the first question, right? And then they answered. They said, "They say that you are John the Baptist, Elias, and others Jeremiah, and are one of the other prophets." This is what the world sees them as, right? This is what the world sees them as. And the world's perspective is the natural perspective of life. The average person is programmed into the world system. If you're programmed, you won't make no progress because the programmer, which is the world, makes you where they want you. He puts you where they want you. Meaning, we call it the rat race. We can't get no further than where they put us at. This is not even like a spiritual thing. This is actually a physical thing too, because they put us in a rat race with our jobs. They put us in a rat race with the economy. They let us see what's there, but we can't get to it. And they push us to work harder and work harder to get to that position, but we can never do it because they always put us and programmed us at that one level. So, like I said, it puts a limit on you. So let's go to Romans 12 and 2. I swear, every time I minister, I always find a way to add Romans 12 and 2 into my sermon, I swear. But it's one of my favorite scriptures because it's very universal. Very universal. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When we are in that natural perspective, when we are programmed into the world's program, we are conformed. Meaning, they put us in this certain shape. If you conform something, it's forcing it into a shape and it can't move out of that shape. So we're limited to where we can go, where we can move. And when you cannot move, you cannot grow, you cannot go any further. As Christians, we are more than the world tries to program us into. Because something was unlocked in us when we became a Christian. We accepted what Jesus did on the cross. And in that, in return, everything that died on that cross died for us as well. And we became victors, no matter what. But in order for us to realize this, our souls have to be put in check. I'm going to break this down. Of course, everybody in here that's been listening to the apostle already knows that he's been talking about the spirit, soul, and body. And if something has control of your soul, they have control of your body. The soul is what I call the middleman. It is the tool that is used to bring the spiritual into the physical. And if our spirit, which that's where everything is, all our healing, all our blessings, our joy, our peace, if that's cut off from the soul, and then Satan tries to insert the world program into our soul, it produces in our lives. And that's when we become limited. We get a limited perspective on life. if we don't keep our soul in check, we will conform into the natural perspective on life and settle. And when it comes to settling, I got kicked real good with this one a couple weeks ago. When it comes to settling, it's a little fox. Settling is a little fox, and you don't even realize you're settling. You don't even realize you're settling, and it's funny because a couple weeks ago, Apostle on Sunday, Apostle was, the Holy Spirit came in service, and the man from Las Vegas, the minister from Las Vegas, came up, and he was had trouble with his eyesight, and Apostle laid hands on him, and then he asked, "If anybody else with eye problems come up, and I lay hands on you." I was up here, like, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I started looking around, and I realized, and I understood for myself, why ain't nobody with glasses moving? I know it's hilarious to say, but why ain't nobody with glasses? And then I realized, wait, I got glasses. Why are they moving? I'm moving. And I heard in a loud voice, don't settle. Yeah. I said, yes, sir. And as soon as I had an opportunity to, I went later. I said, Apostle, come on, lay hands on me. I want to deal with my eyesight. And from this moment forward, every single day from that moment on, I have been expecting for my eyesight to be healed. I take off my glasses every single day, and I look around, and I say every single day that my eyesight is getting better and better and better. And there is no, and that I will see 2020. Yeah. And I try and look, and I try and focus on something. Because you never know when it's going to happen. So I try and look, and I try to focus on what's happening. So that made me realize and understand that we settle for a lot of things, and we don't even realize it. We take our glasses and we put them on. You know, we get excited for the big things. Oh, we got that promotion. Hallelujah. Oh, my marriage is back together. Well, praise God. I'm not knocking those things. I promise you, I'm not knocking those things. But when it comes to the smaller things, like, oh, glory, I got that promotion. Glory, let me go put my hearing aid on so I can hear myself praise the Lord. We settle and we accept things that we don't need to accept. Oh, glory. We must see God operating in every aspect of our lives. When I mean every aspect, I mean every aspect. We can't let anything that is too small, that is too big, slip by, because that's a win for the Satan. Like again, I said, Satan comes to steal your time, kill your purpose, and destroy your blessings. And when he does that with them little foxes, that's what he's doing. He tries to make us settle, and it's a lot of small little things that he tries to make us settle with. He tries to make us settle with our job. We settle with our job. We're okay with what we do. We become a mundane situation. I had to kick myself in the butt because I'm a graphic designer in the ministry, and I'm like, okay, I cannot sit back. I got to do what I got to do for this ministry. So we have to. This is why we're trying to broaden that perspective of the supernatural. Because when it comes down to us, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Okay. So the question is, where am I settling? That's a question you must ask yourself every single day. And then I have a scripture to help out with that. And some people might look at this scripture and be like, that's not what they mean by that. But I'm about to make you understand it. Go to Psalms 139. Glory to God. There we go. Let's go ahead and take a look. At Psalms 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Most people, when they hear that scripture, they think we're just talking about sin. And we're talking about, oh, just find the sin in me, Lord. If I'm sinning wrong, please help me. No. He didn't say, see if there be any sin in me. He said, see if there be any wicked way in me. I looked up the word wicked in the Strong Dictionary, which is, it takes the word, the English word, brings it back to the Hebrew and it defines the Hebrew word. And when it broke it down, it didn't say wicked was sin. It said wicked was pain and sorrow. So see if there be any pain and sorrow in me. Meaning any inconvenience in me. Because as a Christian, we're not supposed to have any inconveniences. Oh no. So that being said, a natural perspective is a wicked perspective. Now you might be like, "Whoa, wicked! That's a bit much." Like, I just put my glasses on. That's all I'm doing. Wear your glasses. I'm not saying not to wear your glasses, but I'm saying that we have to. I'm not trying to condemn nobody. I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad about nothing. I'm trying to convict you, to make you understand, and shed light on things that we might have missed. Yes. Yes. That now that we see it, we can deal with it. Yes. And that is why it just sounds very strong, but trust me, I ain't trying to condemn you. So a natural perspective is a wicked perspective. A perspective of pain and sorrow. Which makes sense. Go to Psalm 78. And I'm about to show you something. Because you're like, whoa, wicked is a very intense word. But I want it to be intense. But let me tell you why. Go to Psalm 78. Big Bible. I'm getting there, y'all. Hold on. And we're gonna look at put this in perspective first of what this scripture is talking about. The scripture is verse 41. The scripture, before and after the scripture, is talking about the Israelites and how God did all these things for the Israelites with Moses. They did the plagues. They walked through the river. He provided food for them, shade for them. He provided all these things for them, and they still turned their backs and looked for another God because they believed that the world's perspective was better than what God can do for them. So it says in verse 41, yeah, they turned back and tipped to God and limited the Holy One of Israel. When we keep our souls in this natural perspective, we limit God. We have unconsciously put limits on ourselves to where we cannot receive the full benefits of being God's child. This one's gonna hurt a little bit. Limiting God is basically saying that God can't do it. And when you say God can't do it, you're provoking God. It's an insult to Him. Because we know that God can do all things. Through Christ, which strengthens us. No, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, but it's through God. And it's a shame we limit God, because God has given so much to us on the inside of us. We have so much on the inside of us, and I don't think we understand how much we have on the inside of us. And there's a scripture that says, it's 1 John 4:4. It says, you have God, little children, and overcome them. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So we have so much that is on inside of us, supernaturally, that we can bring out. But we have our souls put in a limit. It's kind of like, I just started driving. I got low-key forced into driving RVs. Because, my dad was like, hey, we got an RV. Take it. And I'm like, all right. So now I'm an RV driver. I own an RV. So when it comes to an RV, they have limiters on the speed. And what we've been doing is putting a limiter on what God can do in our lives. We'll be like, glory to God, I'm healed. I'm healed. I got my right leg healed. But now I got to go to this job. And never expect a promotion. Never expect anything to come from that job. Our expectations should be greater than anyone else. Because we know that the blessings are for us. And that we should have everything. Inconveniences is not for us. Like I said. So why should I inconveniently go to the job without getting the promotion? Glory to God. We have access to the supernatural through our spirit, but we have to reprogram our souls from natural to supernatural. Yes. And that's where we get to, let's go back to Matthew 16. So we look at question number two. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's look back at verse 13. He says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesar Philip, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. We know what that is now. That's the world trying to limit Jesus. It's the world trying to limit Jesus by telling him what he is. See, Jesus is our example. Yes. So what Jesus goes through, he goes through so that we can know what to do. Yes. So when Jesus was told who they say he was, he's trying to show us what they're trying to do to us. Yes. What Satan is trying to do to us. Yes. Trying to put these labels on us. Trying to limit us by putting us in a certain place. Yes. To where we can't grow, we can't go no further. But this is why Jesus did this, so that we can see this. Now let's go to the next question. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Did you hear that? He didn't say anything about the Son of Man. Because he's not concerned about it in one bit. He said, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I'm going to say this one more time. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Saying that we can't let the world put on it what it wants to put on us. When we access the spirit, when we access the supernatural, it cuts the labels. It cuts the limits. to where we are unstoppable and that we receive what we need to receive. Glory to God, glory to God. Let me dancing up here, Lord. But that's not it. That's base. Us seeing the supernatural in the perspective that we need to see it is just base. That means we just how can I put it? It's kind of like balancing. Whenever we're not in that right perspective, we're off balance.
Yeah.
And we can't get it to that right path because we're off balance. Yeah. But once we do have ourselves understanding that we are a child of God, yes, and that everything that Christ had done on the cross, it was done for me, and that everything is finished, and we understand that and we receive it, we put it in our souls, we reprogram our minds, and then we bring it out into the physical,
yes,
we become that balance and base.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That way we will be able to walk that path,
yes,
that everlasting way.
Yes. Yes.
And not the wicked. But that's, like I said, that's just base. That means we're back at zero. That means there's more to be added. That's just the beginning of what God wants us to do. The next verse, see, verse 17, I'm going to go back to verse 17 again. And he said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. That's us getting our perspective, right? Base, right? Verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon the rock, this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So when we get that perspective right, that supernatural perspective right, now we're able to become, from those two scriptures, I saw three things. The Holy Spirit gave me three things. Number one, we become a firm foundation for Christ to build his church upon. Meaning, just like Apostle has us he's constantly pushing us to witness. We've gotten to that point now where we're at ground zero. Now he's able to build that church upon us.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll be able to witness.
Yeah.
And because... And it's all because they're seeing you and seeing how your life is. That's what Apostle does. Apostle doesn't buy all these fancy things just for himself. It's to glorify God. And that's what we're supposed to be too. We're supposed to be in a position where people look at us and say, oh.
Yes, sir.
Where you got that from? God.
Yes.
And that's when you're able to witness.
Yes.
So that's why that's why our healing, that's why our finances, that's why our mental mindset, all this is just base. Getting our lives together is just base, y'all.
Yes.
Then we get to the point to where we do what God wants us to do.
Yes.
So that's number one. A firm foundation for Christ to build his church upon. Number two, okay. So that was number one, which was, and I will build upon this rock, I will build my church. Number two, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. We lock Satan down. Number two is locking Satan down. Meaning no matter what he brings at us, we are going to win. Because our perspective is not on the natural no more. It's not even on our radar. When we have a full perspective of the supernatural, it's like taking a blindfold off your eyes. And you get to a point to where you see everything. And you get to a point to where even if something does come at you, you know it's not going to hit. Yes. And the last and final thing is from us getting that base, and now God's able to use us. Number three, he said, and whatsoever thou, oh, and I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Number three is we get access to the supernatural where we are able to bring heaven down to earth. Yeah. Meaning everything that's for us in heaven is going to be here. We don't have to wait until we die and go to heaven to get what we need to get. So we need to access the supernatural and open our perspective to the point to where everything is real to us. Because, and then not just open it here. Sorry, Mike. Open it here. We need to open it here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We don't need here. Here's not gonna work. This is what we need.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Yes.
I was not going to be long.